Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm so happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every Thursday, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. In contemplating this series, it was important for me to pay homage, first and foremost, to the ancestors whose work represents the strength of the literary community of Los Angeles, from the Sixth Street Bridge to the Pacific Ocean, from Griffith Park's Observatory to Leimert Park's World Stage. First up, the wondrous Wanda Coleman. Often referred to as the city's unofficial poet laureate, Wanda grew up in Watts and was a creature of the libraries of Los Angeles. She was wicked. She was honest. She could be quite tender. She treated me as an equal, even though I never was. Juan Felipe Herrera, former poet laureate for the state of California, described her as the, quote, word caster of live coals of Watts and L.A., close quote. Today's poem is American Sonnet 15 by Wanda Coleman. Dear most important believer, on behalf of everyone, I'd like to thank you for your trust and loyalty, to recognize you as among the sincerest of followers. I'm pleased to personally welcome you to the many privileges and benefits. You'll enjoy the exclusive advantages unavailable to others, because you deserve special attention. I've enclosed your emblems of guaranteed earned recognition. Please take a moment to contemplate and admire them. We've gone to great lengths to exceed your every expectation. If you have any questions about a higher level, remember there is none. If you feel you need extra recognition, this is all there is, since it is special indication of your status. Thank you for showing us your best. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.